This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and they offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So,
We're going to have Fremont Bank people in tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're going to hang
just
out.
Just coming
just
by?
Just behind me, yeah.
Well, they're local. Yeah. You know, they must listen. Welcome, Fremont Bank ambassadors. Survivor.
Yeah.
Survivor.
I stayed up way too late.
Was great last night.
And the watched it last night.
Yeah, they do a great job on that show. But I'll tell you, one of the funniest GD things is the Sandra and Boston Rob. Sandra has won the game twice. Mm-hmm. Won it twice. I think she's played three times. But to go all the way to the end and win it, I mean, she's a genius. And then Boston Rob, I think he's played three or maybe even more times, but he did win it one time.
Mm-hmm.
They send people to this Island of the Idols, and still so far it has stayed a secret. Four people have been there now, and it's still no
one of the stories going around online is that the producers are making them not tell.
I thought that had to be.
I don't know if that's the case, but it's one of the stories going around. They must be telling them, you can't say
what happens there.
So you got to come up with a story.
Right. It's the only thing that really makes sense.
Terrible.
It was terrible. She had the right idea. The execution was awful. So this chick, Nora, she seems like one of those nightmare people that you can't tell anything to. And
She's the one who had the moment at Tribal where she accurately pinpointed some of her own problems.
Mm.
And it was sort of like a moment of clarity that you would have thought, she is going to change by this for the better. And it hasn't.
No.
It hasn't shown itself to be the case yet. Maybe when she gets home and has a hamburger.
So the lesson was at maybe, I don't know.
Maybe food needs to actually kick the change in.
Yeah. Right?
Nora,
so
okay, I see.
She goes to the Island of the Idols where she meets up with Sandra and Boston Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And it is true. They're secreting them away at the tribal councils and stuff. Like it does seem like there has to be some directive to not tell.
Mm-hmm.
Because
why wouldn't you just come right back and say, I just met.
Right.
I just did.
And she lied about.
Right.
You know. So her lesson, because they teach them a lesson each time. And it's good. It's really.
A survivor lesson?
Yeah, like a survivor lesson. Like one of the times was just how to make a fire. Mm. And then there's a chance. So they teach you this lesson and then you have a chance to. You have a chance to prove that you've learned this lesson. And if you've learned it well and you beat, you know, the challenge, then you get an idol, an immunity idol that's good for like two or maybe even three tribal councils. And if you don't meet the challenge, you lose a vote. Mm. You lose your vote at the next tribal council. So this chick, Nora, goes in there and they're talking to her about the powers of persuasion. And it's like she won't even let them talk. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, I do that. Although that's me. I'm mental. I'm all up here. I'm like, oh my, oh, did she say I'm like the intellectual persuasion or something? So she's got to use her powers of persuasion to get the whole team to let her be the caller at this challenge where they're all blindfolded and roped together. And she's got to direct them from a platform. And she just weaves this ridiculous story about why it has to be her. She can't tell them about the challenge unless they agree unanimously that she gets to be the thing she wants to be at the challenge.
It's truly an example of working up a plan in your head without running it by someone who would probably say, there's too many holes in that for a group of humans to ever buy it.
Right.
You need to come up with something else. So I thought it was funny as she's selling this story, everyone is going, wait, why do we have to do this?
Right.
And she's like, because that's the deal. We already made the deal. It's already done. And then they just screwed her right in front of Jeff when they said, you're kicked off the game. They didn't let her play.
Wow.
So they made her tell her everything and then said, you're not playing.
Yeah. So her deal was
she
had to be, they had to let her be the caller for the game and much to her surprise, when they get out there, because they have to sit one player. They have one more player than the other team, so they have to sit someone out, and they go, Nora's sitting out. She's like, what?
They burned her so bad.
It was awesome.
And so unanimously.
Yeah,
that
it's
it was,
Nora. It's, she's sitting
everybody
out.
Everybody was like,
funny.
Her.
Yeah, her powers of persuasion are non-existent.
Zero.
And it was funny because as she's getting on the boat to leave the Island of the Idols, Rob says something to the effect of, she's very perceptive. I just don't think she perceives reality.
Right.
Or something like that. It was hilarious.
So one of the things that I thought about the game is that it's gotten so good and so pro that they're already talking about throwing people off when that's not even part of their daily task that day.
Right.
Like they're not, the challenge hasn't even happened and they're already like, okay, we should get this person that. And what I've noticed as they're doing that is there aren't characters, there's no comic relief happening that.
Because everyone is like a paranoid.
Overplaying.
Right.
And you used to see some of the people who it was in their game to be likable and have fun. And
there's no opportunity
there's
for
nobody
that. Because people
doing
are off
that.
In little packs talking and plotting. It's interesting that you say that because I do feel like there's a pro angle on this now. Is this season 39? It's right up there.
That sounds about 38,
39. 38 or 30. It's really, we're pretty deep in this thing. And it definitely, people are students of this game. They come in with their ideas of how it's going to go. And they're just...
They're not having fun.
No.
And I know it's always been called Survivor, but you used to, I feel
39.
Like you
it
used to see people enjoying moments of lightheartedness.
Right.
And it doesn't appear to be the case.
There would be more camaraderie, too. People would be sitting around the fire at camp because there's a lot of downtime. But they're using the downtime to just plot and, you know, intrigue.
I feel like I would make friends for life on that if I went and did that. Yeah. And it doesn't appear like those people are doing that.
They are just the other people playing. That woman, I can't think of her name. She's the black girl with the long braids. She was like, yeah, I'm here to win this
game. Starts with an M. Is it Missy?
Oh, it might be Missy. But she had some good comments last night, and actually it was funny because Boston Rob and Sandra are like up in a hidden hut watching the whole tribal council.
Yes, Missy Bird is her name.
And Sandra's like, she's smart.
She was she's an Air Force veteran.
Yeah, she's playing hard.
From Tacoma.
They're all playing. Well, they're either playing hard or they're really not playing at all. That one chick.
Which one?
Eileen, I think her name is. She's like a country bumpkin, and she just walks around in bra and underpants all day.
Oh, really?
She's the one with the gut?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And she is...
She's not losing that yet?
Well, I mean, I think it's starting to get lost, you know. It definitely is sagging a little, but it's...
I thought one of... Because she's...
I sort of like that she does it, though. She's like, I don't care.
Oh, she's doing her thing, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I thought one of her boobs was hanging out.
I'm like, what's happening there? What am I seeing?
Oh, it's is it Elaine?
Elaine, that's it. Not Elaine. Uh-huh. Eileen.
She's a factory worker.
Yeah,
she's Kentucky.
Funny.
She is. She's the most personality on the whole show, and even she has like zipped it.
Mm-hmm.
She started out trying to be that person, and quickly went.
I don't want to be noticed quite so much. All these eyeballs looking at me and then walking off into the forest to talk. I don't like it.
Right.
All right. Let's run through the charts here. So that's Survivor Talk for today. It was a good enough episode. We saved it for prime time. I did too. It's so good. At number 100 this week on the Billboard Hot 100 is Slow Dancing in the Dark by Joji. coming in at number 10. We're going to skip to the top 10. Lil Nas X, Panini. So that peaked out at number 5, and it's at number 10 this week. So, the Old Town Road, I do not see here in the top 10. At number 9, let's see, this was a former number 1. Last week it was number 6. It's Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. At number 8, falling 4 places, is Lil Tecca, Ransom. At number 7 is Chris Brown, He Bites Chicks, featuring Drake. It's called No Guidance. At number 7, at number 6 is Post Malone. This is up 1. It peaked out at number 4, Circles, the Post Malone song. The sex what? It was the sex what?
The sex though.
The sex love?
The sex though. Like the sex though?
Oh, it was just the sex though.
Yeah.
Sex
though. Get with it, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm trying, you know.
It's always about the sex though.
It really is. Mm-mm, oh. Mm-mm, 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 mm-mm.
last night when we were driving home from the office, Max.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 hours later. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The 15-minute trip took 2 hours.
Yeah. I was in the car. It's the missus' car, and she's playing music like this. Uh-huh. And I was all, oh, I wonder if any of these are the hits. Uh-huh. I don't think that I'm hearing any of what I recorded. One of the things that she played. Finish the countdown, and I'll tell you.
Okay, all right. Someone You Love, Louis Capaldi. That is falling 2 to number 5.
Wow, that's done good.
Mm. It topped out at number 3. At number 4 is that new. It's a Dan and Shay song, but it features Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
and
I like it.
Debuted at number 4. It's called 10,000 Hours. Yeah. That 10,000 Hours thing is from that book Outliers. They say if you do 10,000 hours into something, that you're an expert
at
it.
You'll be great at it. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Well, you won't be great at it, but that's what it takes to be good at something.
Minimum. At number 3 is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Señorita. We are going to have a brand new number 1 because Lizzo's at number 2.
Oh.
Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
And we have those tickets tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. And Jane has a pair too. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow 8:05 and 6:05 for Jane. And your brand new number 1 debuting in first place is Travis Scott, Highest in the Room.
Oh.
I want to say the song we were hearing last night was Missy Elliott.
Oh.
Hold on.
All right, let's see. So this is the song.
You see that Travis Scott fall?
Yeah, he racked his knee up.
Yeah. He was bouncing around, and then he just landed.
Was this doing a show?
Yeah.
Oh, in front of everybody.
I want to say
he kept going with the show.
It was a big show. Out Loud.
You know what?
Hold on.
I got the story of festival thing going on here.
Are you like this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you do.
This is terrible. You have terrible.
Alex
taste
is sitting here dancing. I'm like, oh, okay.
You like this kind of music?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Can you tell me what this is?
Is it Keisha Cole featuring Missy Elliott and Lil' Kim?
Yes.
Let It Go.
Oh. I'm sitting in the car going, I'm in a car with this song playing and a wife and 2 kids.
Is Isla? Oh, yeah.
No, well, actually, the missus is the one who's super into that type of music. So whatever that was, that's her jam.
Well, it's so great that Isla is exposed to so many different kinds of music.
I know. I'm in the car with her the other day, and she's like, who is this? I'm all, it's The Clash, honey. They're important. Listen to me, and listen to this.
Dad, you say everything is important.
Well, I wouldn't fill you full of nonsense like your mom.
You know what's funny? I was at the at Urban Outfitters yesterday, just trolling in the mall, and I realized that, you know, I'm the oldest person in there, but all around me are like Iron Maiden t-shirts and Rolling Stones t-shirts. I'm like, you know what? This is because parents are doing a good job of teaching their kids about the importance of the oldies.
Uh-huh. Right.
I just thought, you know, it's cool.
And those throwback shirts are really coming
back. They're really huge. Yeah. They're everywhere. And they all look beat up. You know, you get an Urban outfit, there's going to be a hole in the side of it. I'm like, I don't want a hole in the side of my shirt.
What do they call that when it's...
I don't know, vintage, antiques.
Yeah, vintage. There you go, vintage, yeah.
The Travis Scott thing is he took a fall at Rolling Loud. And he's going to have surgery.
Wow.
He was diagnosed with a dislocated knee, specifically a stretcher tear and a patellar tendon. Is that how you say that?
Just dancing on stage?
Yeah, he hurt himself.
Afterwards, he's still trying to make it and still like rapid, and he's all limping. You could tell he was in pain.
They say.
And all his guys around him were trying to like pump up everyone, trying to keep him, you know, to the side. It was interesting.
Yeah, he's, let's see. He's actually saying the worst thing about it is he can't play basketball now. Oh. I guess that's like that's what he does on his
own. So is he canceling his tour? Because isn't he in the middle of a tour?
No.
I guess he could roll up on that, on the thing.
One of those little things you put your knee on and just roll around. I don't know. But they're talking about giving it a couple days to see how it does, but it's looking like it might have to be surgery. Okay, so I want to get to this story because this is a crazy story. It's a crazy story. This guy, Ron Eli, he's an old man now, but he played Tarzan on TV.
Ron?
Eli. E-L-Y.
Okay.
So he is, I don't even know if I see his age in here. He's an elderly man.
Mm-hmm.
He has
81.
Oh boy. So he's old. And here's a picture of him. Actually, you know what's funny is when I was looking at this picture, because here he is, he's in a loincloth in this picture, but he's like, This is just the days before we were working out like madmen and carving our bodies. I mean,
does he have a gut?
No.
So you're talking about black and white days?
I'm talking about black and white.
Okay.
So take a look at this. This was what he was parading around in on TV. Like, he's full on dad bod. Like, his arms look good.
He looks great. Stop it. Just because he's not.
It's just so funny because they'd never
shredded.
Hire a Tarzan that looked like that now.
No.
Never.
Right.
Not in a million years.
But like, weightlifting wasn't a, you know.
No, I know.
Although.
Like Jason Momoa would be Tarzan right now.
Or Jack LaLanne used to do his thing here a lot. Like, he would do feats of strength in the bay.
He did?
Yeah, all the time. Like, tow boats.
With his teeth.
That was his thing. With his teeth, he did.
So here's what happened at Ron. So that's Ron Eli. There he is, Tarzan, his little loinclothy skirt-looking thing.
So this is his claim to fame, he was the original Tarzan.
The original Tarzan.
All right.
He played him on TV. Like, I remember seeing old Tarzans in black and white.
Sure.
Like,
I never saw this.
So,
in fact, am I looking at a lady with no top on? They've blurred out her boobies, but it appears.
Where are you? Oh no, this guy here.
Yeah.
No, that's a young man with his stump. That's his rib cage.
What?
Yeah. Take another look at that. That's just a little boy. He's looking up at Tarzan for advice.
That is his rib cage.
Yeah, or something, you know.
He's weird, oddly shaped.
Yeah, very oddly shaped. Okay. I did look at that and think, are those boobs? Oh, no.
Are those hanging down boobs? Yeah. All blurry? All right, go on.
Is that something from National Geographic?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought they were. I thought, oh, boy, that is not.
So this guy, Ron Eli, he's 81 years old. He's been married for 35 years to a woman who's now, she's no longer with us. She's like 62 or something, and she's a former Miss Florida. Her name is Valerie. Mm-hmm. So Valerie Eli. They have three kids together. So
they've had a great life.
Or not.
They haven't had a great life?
Well, here's what happened. Ron Eli's son.
He's a great young man.
No.
He's not a good
Turns out he isn't.
Oh.
This guy calls 911.
Ron does.
No.
The son.
Cameron.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
You know how TMZ does everything backwards? I just have like a backwards story in front of me. So I've read the whole thing. I'm just going to basically tell you.
Okay.
You correct me on anything that I leave out or miss say. The son, Cameron, calls 911 and basically says, my dad killed my mom. Ron Eli, Tarzan, has killed my mom. Stabbed her to death. The guy's all out of breath on the phone call. The cops get there. This kid killed his mom and is trying to pin it on his dad, and then the cops take him out.
Where's Ron?
Ron's at the house.
Sitting there.
Somewhere. I don't know. He's 81.
He's 81.
Doing whatever 81
is. He's having a cig and a cocktail.
Yeah, I was going to say his breathing machine. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So they're confirming that the suspect they shot was Cameron Eli, Ron and Valerie.
Oh, they shot the kid?
They shot. He's dead too. So he kills his mom and he's trying to pin it on his dad. Cops say Cameron posed a threat when they found him on the grounds of his parents' home, and as a result, the four deputies opened fire. Sometime after killing his mother, TMZ obtained audio of law enforcement saying a man called from the home saying his father had tried to attack his mother. The operator says he was out of breath and crying, and they've removed two bodies. They're saying it's Valerie and the son. Ron himself was unharmed, but responding deputies searched the premises and found... and that's when they found Cameron, and that's when they opened fire and killed him. I don't know. They said he presented a threat. I don't know. I don't know in what way he threatened them, but they shot him.
Dang.
And he was basically blaming his. Here's a picture of the kid.
What is Ron?
What is Ron saying?
He hasn't said anything yet that I've seen.
Lawyered up.
I mean, I don't know. That is just. So that's why I'm saying I don't know if they had a happy family or not. It doesn't sound like it. If the kid winds up killing it, and the kid's got to be, I don't know how old, but that's a picture from 08. So he's
kid's probably in his 50s.
So he's not a kid.
No, he's like maybe 30.
No.
He's not a kid.
No, oh God, okay. No. But the mom is 62, was 62. But anyway, wait for the Hollywood movie, because that is a freaking crazy story. All right, so there you go. Tarzan, Ron Eli, 81 years old, wife and kid gone.
That's terrible.
I know. Santa Barbara. Hope Ranch is where their home was. I used Oak to go Ranch? To a lot of parties there.
Oh. You did?
Oh, nice area. Yeah.
Rich.
Good times?
Yeah, good times. I had a boyfriend that was so rich.
You did? What happened
that
to him?
Guy?
What's his name? Steve.
Steve.
Steve
lived in Hope Ranch.
Yeah, I think his parents sent him away, and he actually called me about 10 years ago. He got a hold of me, and I talked to him for a while.
And?
He was, nothing.
Is he still rich?
I can't remember. Yeah, of course.
Did you ask him that first thing? What are you worth?
He's still rich.
Did you like doing him?
He was gorgeous.
What happened? Why didn't you?
It was just a good time for a few weeks.
Oh. And it was a good time for a few weeks, and he looked you up 30 years later.
Yeah.
So was this guy a side piece when you were with that long-term dude?
No, he wasn't a side piece. He was before. He was right before Pat occurred.
Pat occurred?
Yeah.
And it Pat took to over you. Your whole life for 15
and then
years.
Your side piece should have been your main squeeze. Do you ever think about that for a minute?
Practicing that.
I am. I just, please. Oh my God, at my house, it's all we do. John is Doc, and I am Calamity Jane. That is it.
What are you going to be again, Vinny?
I haven't told you.
I know.
good question, though.
News is next.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch this show every day, all day long. It's live when we're live. And then Vaughn, who's our camera operator, he loops the thing all day. And on the weekends, it's the best of. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That will take you directly to the Looking Glass.
No surprise. Oh, there it is.
What is it?
I was going to say, no surprise, I've misplaced something. Oh. But I wanted to quickly, before I do my sponsor and get into my news, apparently the song I played for you, that I sneakily recorded while I was in the car with my family, is like 15 years old.
Oh.
And it's also a Bay Area classic, as people wrote in, and they were like, Vinny, you dummy.
Doy.
You don't get
That's not really new.
Well, you didn't say it was new.
No, I thought it was hit. I thought I was like down. I
new
was like,
you.
Listening
Christina
in the car, and I'm like,
music.
Oh, look at me. I'm right there with Christina musically. It's an oldie, though, Vin, circa 2007.
Oh, boy.
Dear God, Vinny, that song's like 15 years old. Great song. Let It Go. Keisha Cole. Yeah. Oh my God, Vinny, don't you have Shazam? I didn't think to get Shazam. I just went, I'll share this with my friends.
I know. I had Shazam for a while. I don't know what happened to it. Like,
that's
I don't
Keisha Cole. She's from Oakland. All right. Take it easy. I mean, it sounded good. I thought, Missy Elliott's still getting after it.
She is, actually.
Well, apparently that's...
That particular song is pretty old, but right. I see Missy all the time.
All right. Well, anyway, sorry, everyone.
Don't be.
I didn't know.
Well, now you do.
That's not usually my thing.
We're all learning new things.
Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by KB Homes Communications Hill in San Jose. Enjoy the Halloween Family Hoopstacular Sunday, October 20th from noon to 4. Go to kbhome.com for more info. Where to begin? Game 4, Houston versus New York Yankees tonight at 5, and Kansas City plays Denver tonight on Fox.
Woo-hoo.
For Thursday night football. California earthquake alerts now will be coming to your phone via the MyShake app. Sarah's already got it. She says it's great.
I was just watching a piece on KTVU Morning News about it. I was like, it does that too? And they had a lady from Berkeley saying, basically, it's not like a pre-alert, but the second that they start to feel the shaking, they broadcast it out, and they say it'll actually get to you before the shaking gets to you.
Huh.
So you might get a few seconds if you're not close to the epicenter.
I also wanted to mention, because we did the story about the Tarzan actor Ron Eli's wife being stabbed by their son, as we kept saying it's their kid. It turns out this guy's 30.
Mm.
And as I read the story, the little blurb I was given via AP, he stabbed her, so he must have come out of the house covered in blood.
Right.
I don't know if he was still wielding a weapon, but that's then they shot him.
Right.
Pretty clear who
had done the deed.
Right.
Someone texted that Ron has some medical condition that he cannot speak.
Oh!
I don't know if that's true, just what a texter said.
Well, he's 81.
Yeah.
So who knows what's going on with
him. In those days, everyone smoked.
Everyone did everything.
It's highly likely he's
It didn't look like he was working out. Look at that right now.
He looked good.
He's fine. You know, for a regular dude. Not for Tarzan. Not these days. Come on.
Right. Not these days, but in the black and white. Did you ever see Batman from the 70s?
Oh,
yeah.
It's so funny when you look back at those things. You're like, well, it's like
I
a tubby old
dude.
Even George Reeves was Superman, and he didn't have some.
No. Yeah, he had a gut.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't ripped.
That is the new norm.
Dad bod.
Being ripped.
It's hot, Vinny.
No, it's not hot. It's not hot at all.
Ron looks good.
I'm just saying.
I'm just like, that is not a guy who swings from vines through the jungle. Come on.
What kind of vines
Eating
are they?
Eating papaya. That ain't happening.
I'm not one for new foods. This is
really?
I don't find this super offensive, but I thought I'd mention it to you because you might want to call home to John and request a mashed potato sandwich.
Oh. Seems like a lot of white in your mouth, you know? Just like too much.
Too many carbs too there much, for you?
No, it's just like, that just seems like a unappetizing looking, like I got my bread and I got my mashed potatoes in there. And
this guy takes a piece of bread, butters it, puts a big scoop of mashed potatoes on top, sprinkles cheese, and then eats it.
Oh.
No gravy.
Oh. It just seems like a big mouth of...
So, no, you won't be ordering that for tonight's dinner.
I won't.
All right.
Yeah. I do like potatoes. I mean, potatoes are...
I'm always interested to see what's going to...
It's a viral photo.
Oh, let's see the viral photo. Does it have a top piece of bread on it, or is it just like an open-faced mashed potato sandwich?
Yeah, I don't...
Well, that is open-faced.
It's open-faced. It looks like there's two side pieces.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not eating that. I mean, I'll eat it, but it's not...
I'm not going to request it. Cheese on it. I want some gravy. And can I also have some turkey and some stuffing with that?
Yeah. So you just
and
want
a little cranberry.
Oh my God, that sounds delicious.
We're right around the corner from Thanksgiving.
God, I love Thanksgiving dinner.
My local restaurant is already serving the sandwich we just mentioned.
Oh.
I'm dying to eat it, but I didn't want to rush it. You know,
have you guys started already having to figure out what you're going to do for Thanksgiving?
No, I think I'm going to have... Probably, John might have to work on that day.
Oh, my. On Thanksgiving
They're not closed
day?
On Thanksgiving?
That's ridiculous.
So I'm probably going to order some tamales, I think.
Oh, instead of turkey. And,
yeah.
Well, all right.
What am I going to do, make a turkey for
Where do you
the
order your
us?
Tamales from? I want to order some tamales, too.
Chavez Supermarket.
All right, I love those.
Oh, I meant to get you guys some from the place that I get them.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
I'll give you some money. Go get me some
text.
Tamales.
You guys got to text me, and I'll try to get them today.
Okay.
And then what, we freeze them?
I'll email. Yeah, you can freeze them. They're good. Really, they're good. Or eat them.
Or
they're good
them.
For like three, 4 months.
Oh.
I can refrigerate them when I get them home and then bring them to you guys in the morning,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally fine.
Sounds great.
I'm going to email you.
They're super good.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Take eight.
And you know what I went in there and got last time too? A bunch of the, I've always just called them Mexican sweetbreads. I don't know what you guys call them.
Yeah, but basically, bun.
Hot pink and yellow. And
they have the chocolate ones.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about this.
They have the coconut ones.
Everyone's like, oh, my God. Yeah. Which one do you try first?
All of them.
So you want those, too?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll bring them tomorrow.
I'll Venmo you. Or whatever you have. I'll PayPal you.
Oh, you guys can just lay it all out for Johnny when he comes in.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Anyway, next story.
I want to bring it home, though.
Johnny can get his own.
All right.
He can
bring the food for Johnny
food.
And then also bring
Johnny should bring us food.
Yeah!
There's a guy named Tim Yost.
Yost.
In El Reno, Oklahoma. He's married to a 36-year-old woman named Rochelle Yost. The Yosts.
Okay. Y-O-S-T.
The Yosts. They had an open relationship with a 29-year-old woman named Amanda Breeze.
Oh, Amanda Breeze.
And things were going great for a few months until back in September when Amanda said, I will not be the other woman anymore. So Tim said, all right. And he left his wife and three kids to go live with Amanda.
The open marriage is not a good thing.
Okay. So he splits on his wife and three kids, goes and lives with Amanda, but Amanda gets a full dose of what Tim's like full time. You know, the old toilet paper not being replaced on the roll, laundry not getting done, dishes in the sink,
well, and she realizes, like, boy, I should have gone back to the old arrangement.
I liked it, things the way they were. So she and him are fighting over all of this stuff, domestic stuff.
Fun. Meanwhile, Mrs. Yost is like, all right!
No, get this.
What?
Tim calls Mrs. Yost. She comes over with her van and picks up all his stuff to take him back. Tim storms out, drives off on his Harley. Mrs. Yost takes all his stuff in her van, and they're headed back to Yostville. Yostville. You'd think that, I mean, I guess it was a fair.
Oh, sure.
Anyway,
me and you, baby.
Amanda was furious. Nobody leaves me and goes back to their wife.
But she was such a bitch.
So she drove after him and intentionally ran Tim down. He flew off his motorcycle on the freeway. And Rochelle, Mrs. Yost, responded by ramming Amanda's car. And then they got out of their cars, and the two women began to fist fight.
But weren't they going to check on Tim?
Apparently
not.
But
Tim was thrown off his motorcycle.
They were both arrested on multiple felony counts and taken to jail. Tim went to the hospital.
Is he going to live?
He's going to live. He's going to be okay.
And this is why open marriages are not a good idea.
These are the two women? God. They look exactly the same.
Why didn't he just marry them both?
I don't know, because Amanda said she wouldn't be the other woman anymore.
Oh, my God, they do look exactly the same. They're like the same white lady with the same hideous expression on their face.
He has a type.
They both have
extra
moles
20
on their
pounds,
necks.
Right? I mean, they're 20 pounds.
Well, I don't know. What's the second girl's name? Rochelle is the wife.
Rochelle's the wife. Amanda's the
Amanda's got a few on.
Oh, Rochelle. All right.
Yeah, she does. And a black eye.
Oh, yeah, she does have a black eye.
Well, anyway.
And did you see the little, she got it in the mouth, Rochelle did.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Boy, the two
Tim
of these.
Yost.
Boy, these are both. I would just want to marry both of these girls. Because if I don't, they're going to kill me.
That must be some Oklahoma tube steak he's sporting, because he's got women fighting over it.
Ugh.
You ever had that brand?
The Oklahoma tube steak?
Right.
No, Vinny, I don't believe I have. I might have, though. You know, I did try to work my way through all the states. I don't know if I made it to Yostville or not. Oh, boy.
A tech company
is
going to pay you a lot of money.
For what? What do I have to do? I want a lot of money.
They want a kind and friendly face to use on its new line of robot friends for old people.
Oh.
So what will... what will they pay you to be the face of these robots that may or may not take over mankind? They'll give you $130,000.
To use your face?
Just to use your face as their robot.
God, if the robots do take over, I'm in big trouble.
Right.
If I win that one. I'll do it, though. I don't care. What do I care?
Although, then again, you're automatically masked by the... You're one of them. So as they're taking over, you're like, hey...
Hey, guys.
I'm your queen.
Oh, yeah, I could be the queen of the bot.
Anyway, they're not telling everybody all of the stuff you might want to know. They're just saying, for $130K, why wouldn't you give us your picture?
Yeah.
If you want to, it's geomik.com. G-O-M-I-Q.
G-E-O-M-I-Q.com.
$130K. Yeah. Oh, although, then again, it might be one of those... You give us your face and we reserve the right to use it any way we want.
Right.
You may or may not get paid.
Right.
As usual, people don't read that print that says, you'll never see the money.
And you'll and you'll see your face everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I typed it up. It says, the platform designed for fast-moving engineering teams building the world most innovative products.
Oh, boy. Mm. Yeah, never mind. I take that story back. Yeah. How about a fast fact?
I like fast facts.
Fast.
I love those. Back.
Qatar Airways, or also known as Qatar Airways, has a strict policy for falcons on their planes.
Oh, are there enough falcons that they need a policy for them?
Only six are allowed in the cabin.
Are there?
And only one falcon per passenger.
Are there a lot of people in Qatar doing falconry?
I don't know. I just thought that was super interesting that,
yeah, that they had
there might be enough.
Yeah, there's a thing there's a fascinating fixation with falcons in
Qatar.
Well, we'll get to learn about that when the World Cup is there next. It's hotter than the sun there, but they're going to have soccer games.
Yeah.
Sorry, football games.
Right.
There.
It doesn't, right. Do they play on fake grass?
I have to believe they built indoor stadiums because there's no way you could do that on a 120 degree day.
See, that's a good point. Soccer fields are humongous, though.
The entire first season of Cheers took place at the bar. They didn't have a scene anywhere else until Diane's apartment in the first episode of the second season. God, I love that show so much.
I know. It's great.
Everything about it. So good.
Cheers.
Yeah.
You want to go where people know people are all the same.
That's Boston, right?
You wanna go.
Did you go there ever?
It wasn't called Cheers. It's called something else.
And it's down underground?
Yeah. It doesn't look anything like it, but it's supposedly based on this bar, but it's not. I can't even think of the name of it.
But you went there.
I have walked by it, and someone said that's the one they based Cheers on.
I think about Cliff Clavin.
Yeah.
And how loaded he is now because of all the Pixar.
He's in every Pixar movie, I believe. Yep.
And I saw an interview with him. He's so grateful and just happy and as can be.
Well, why would he be bummed?
Bro.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give me my lines. I'll just read them and one will even have to. I don't even have to.
And I'll get those quarterly checks.
Oh, there it goes.
I still haven't seen Toy Story 4.
I haven't either.
My kid won't watch it again.
Why?
Because she's scared of the
I have seen
ventriloquist.
That. I have seen it. Yeah,
saw it.
It's
on your TV.
You'll
like
it.
You can
You'll
order
see it,
it on your TV.
You know this show? You don't know this show.
Do you know it?
You do?
Apparently he knows it. Alex is so young.
How old is Alex?
32.
Okay.
So is Corey.
Yeah.
Weirdly. Do you want to go where everybody knows your name? And they're always glad you came. You want to go where people knew. All the same.
Oh, boy.
You want to go where everybody knows your name. Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
I'm going to read a couple texts. Are you going to do the Suzanne Summer story?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
You going to do it?
Well, how cruel is this world? Did you hear the story at all?
No,
I didn't. What's the story?
Okay, so Suzanne Summers is someone I told you.
She was Chrissy from Three's Company, the cutest little thing of all time.
And my little boy fantasies were filled with the Playboy magazines I stole from my dad. He got Playboy, kept them in the bottom of the closet in a corner. They'd pile up, and I'd army man in there and army man out of there regularly. And one of the celebrities that did nudes in Playboy was Suzanne Summers. Like, stunning. So anyway, she posts a picture of herself at 73.
Yes, she's 73.
Naked.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet was so mean to her. They were like,
she's 73 years old.
She's not showing anything.
She's still beautiful.
Whatever. But they were like,
her face.
She's had some work done. What's wrong with you? You're 70.
I like that she did it.
Don't be gross.
That's kind of nice. Print me that picture up. We can talk about that.
Is it, did you see the photo, Vin?
I saw the photo of her now.
They're saying totally inappropriate bathtub photo.
Oh, I didn't see a bathtub. It looked like she was squatting in a field.
Oh, maybe there's a few of them.
Squatting.
But I immediately went and looked up the photos from her youth.
Of course you did.
And there are those. Hello.
Yeah.
Boy, that is full...
Full-figured woman.
That is.
You're right.
The outback is fully...
I don't know what you're tripping on. She's perfect.
Some major tan lines.
My little 12-year-old fantasies were filled with that. Right there. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697.
This new one.
I know. I'm going to have to find it.
Hold on. I'm just going to go to Suzanne Summers nude instead of Playboy nude.
Okay.
Well, it's still not there. How about new nude?
It's there. You'll find
nude
it.
Nude at 71. What is she?
73. She posted it on her own birthday. And what does she get for her birthday? A bunch of mean comments.
Yeah, she's squatting in the...
Here I am at 73 in my birthday suit. She wrote on Instagram.
I think that's
I'm going to have to follow her.
Oh, how funny is
it? Like my Selma Blair.
One of my friends on Instagram posted a picture of how they're now friends with Rachel.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston? Oh, yeah.
And she writes something like, I've been on here this whole time waiting for you.
That is so funny. Me and Zet were talking about that.
People
actually, you know what?
That lady so much.
We had a whole conversation about it this morning. In fact, that's at the top of my pile of news that I'm going to do at 8 o'clock. Stand by.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.